听力课堂，听 class.com。
各位听众，大家好，我是赖志雄，很高兴又在空中跟大家见面了。
Hi everybody, I'm Bruce.
Are we talking here or do we have any purpose on the air?
Well, yes we do. We are trying to teach our students how to read and understand by listening these English lessons.
So we are not simply chatting. In fact, we do have a plan over here. That is, we want to acquaint our students with more of English.
Mm-hmm. Our plan is to teach English.
你看我们才在教过的，我们上次说的 plan 啊 goal 如果做主语的时候啊Verb to be, 也就是 be 动词后头就要放在不定式短语做主语补主语。所以 our plan is
to teach English.
啊哈，现在就请大家打开我们这个呢教材第39页。在这儿呢我们看到 Lesson 7, Dr. Dave, 死亡医生，哇哦，这有点可怕啊。It sounds spooky.
It certainly does.
啊，听起来怪一点的可怕，让人觉得毛骨悚然。诶，这个 spooky, 这个是好啊，是一个很好的形容词。
很好的形容词。Spooky, S-P-O-O-K-Y, S-P-O-O-K-Y.Spooky.
诶 ,spooky 呢可以指的像电影啦、嗯、或者一些可怕的景象。
恐怖片。
我们都可以用 spooky, 我们不妨造个句子好不好
?Well, in the United States, Halloween is a spooky night.
Well, Halloween, 也就是万圣节前一个晚上就是万圣节的前夕。哦那是一个吓人的一种景色。再来一遍好不好
In the United States, Halloween is a spooky night.
Hey, Halloween, 这个既然我们提了这个字，我们不妨把它拼一下好了。
大写的 H-A-L-L-O-W-E-E-N. Again, H-A-L-L-O-W-E-E-N. Halloween.
所以我们在这边呢 following is an article that has a title here, Dr. Death. This article sounds a little spooky, but we'll find out about this. So we'd like to have Bruce read this article for us first.
Lesson 7, Dr. Death, Part 1, Reading. Whether very sick people should be helped to end their own lives,is a question many people cannot answer. However, Dr. Kevorkian is an exception. That he has done this more than 20 times is known to everyone. Some say what he is doing is immoral. They call him Dr. Death. Others say what he is doing is merciful. They call it mercy killing. Whether Dr. Kevorkian should be allowed to continue doing this is a real problem for the government. There seem to be two sides to the argument. Which side are you on?
这课里头有相当不错的用法啊，蛮不错的，而且不少。现在就咱们马上来看一下那么这个阅读它的里头第一行怎么说的现在就请大家还是看到第39页咱们看第一行 Whether very sick people should be helped to end their own lives is a question many people cannot answer 哇哦一开头就来一个好长的句子其实非常的简单它一开头是 Whether very sick people should be helped to end their own lives 在这个地方它是用 whether 形成的一个名词从句用这个名词从句呢 做主语，后头再放呢 is 这个 verb to be， 也就是 be 动词，然后再放一个 a question。这个 a question 呢是一个名词，做呢主语补主语，这个主语就是前面讲的 whether 形成的一个从句。然后呢接着第三行呢 many people cannot answer， 这是一个形容词从句。这个 many people 之前有一个关系代词 which many people cannot answer， 而这个 which就是用来代替前面的 a question 这个名词，所以整个分析是那么样的简单。当然啦，这是我们要看翻译啦。一开头是 whether very sick people should be helped to end their own lives， 是否病得很重的人， very sick 就是病得很重的这些人呢 should be helped， 是不是他们应当被帮助被协助，干嘛呢？后头放 to 形成的不定式短语，这是个固定的用法， to end their own lives， 来结束他们的生命。这一点呢 is a question， 是个问题。什么问题？ which many people cannot answer， 许多人是没有办法回答的问题。在这儿啊，我们特别看到第二行啊 helped 这个字啊，它是一个被动式，所以后头那个 to 啊是不能省略掉的。但如果是主动的用法， whether we should help very sick people to end their own lives， 你看我现在变成主动式用法的时候啊， help 加宾语之后那个 to 啊可以把它省略掉。
可以，
我们通常好像在美式英语里头这个 to 都不写出来啊。
嗯哼，
我们造一个用 help 加宾语后头 to， 然后呢把它省略掉，直接放动词的原形。我们造个例子，
I helped mother to wash the dishes last night，
那个 to 把它省略掉，
I helped mother wash the dishes last night，
昨天晚上我帮妈妈呢洗盘子。哦，这个句子你看这个时候他就这样说了， I helped my mother， 如果有 my 的时候 mother 是小写的，如果没有这个 my 的时候 mother 是要大写哦，不大写的话就不知道是谁的妈妈哦，所以一定要大写，也指的是主语的妈妈啊。 I helped mother， 然后呢wash the dishes， 这个 wash 就要用原形动词，或者是说 to wash the dishes， to 省得掉 last night。 但谈到这个句子我还是要说一下，这个 do 啊， do the dishes 或者是 wash the dishes 都可以，
都可以。
所以有时候我们听到有些人他用 he did the dishes last night， 他昨天洗盘子，或者说 he washed the dishesLast night 都可以这样说，这边想到 do 也可以表示 wash 的意思、mm-hmm. 最常用的就是 do the laundry，
exactly right that,、laundry means your dirty clothing， so if you wash your dirty clothes we can say you will do your laundry， laundry laundry。
Do the laundry， 但是这个 laundry 呢它不能用复数的哦，它是不可数的，而且那个时候习惯用 do， 反而不是说 wash the laundry，
对，很少，
反而用 do the dishes 或是 wash the dishes 两个都可以，但是 do the laundry 习惯用 do， 很少人用 wash the laundry。 好啦，在这里啊我们再来看一下呢，To end their own lives 就是结束他们的生命，这个 end 就是当一个动词用，可是 end 也可以当名词哦，常常有一个用法相当不错的，我们可以用 put an end to 的意思，所以在这边也就等于 to put an end to their own lives， 就等于 to end their own lives。 但是 end当名词还有一个用法叫 come to an end.Come to an end, 哦，代表结束的意思。而我们也不妨呢，可以造个例子给大家。
When the movie came to an end, many people were crying.
啊，当这个电影的结束时，好多人都已经哭了。我们再来一遍。
When the movie came to an end, many people were crying.
When the movie...Came to an end. Many people were crying. 你看 came to an end. 其实就等于一个动词 when the movie ended. End 加个 ed 啊就变成过去时。但是我倒过来讲第一行第一个字这个 weather 啊那么这个练法有两种啊。标准的练法在美式英语啊要念成 weather, 但有些人爱作怪。像 Bruce 他的念法你是怎么念的
Weather
念 Weather 其实两个说法都对啊。那其实我要说 Weather 在英国人说法的话他是念成、
我们美国东北新英格兰
对都会念成 Weather
对
像 Where are you 但是呢东部以后啊在美国的中西部那么大的地方他们通常有 WH 出现的时候啊这样子的时候他就不会把的音念出来直接念成像啊这个 Where are you? 或者是 What are you doing? 他念成 What 或是 Where、但东部人他就马上说好吧你既然这样说现在是我要叫你念这个字 WHO 你念念看是 Who are you? 还是 Who are you? 所以中西部人就是一傻哇
就是方言的关系
对所以 who 还是呢不管是中西部或者东部世界各个角度它是念成的还是要念成 who 的啊但其他可以念成 where, when, what 这样念法 OK 接着我们再看第三行 However 也就是然而 Dr. Kevorkian is an exception 这位叫做 Kevorkian这位医生呢实在是一个例外这个名字也听得有点怪怪的啊、
It's not English It is, I think, from Eastern Europe
啊，也就是从东欧来的一个名字在这里头这位医生就是一个例外 Exception 谈谈这个字啊 Exception 就很不错的用法像我们说刚才讲说你念这个 Where or whatなむ在中西部或者这个各美国很多的地方都不会念成 where, 或者是呢或者是 what, 但是念 who 的时候就是例外这就告诉我们每个规则都有例外啊、这句话也刚好成了一个谚语
Every,
我们怎么说的再来一遍
Every rule has its exception.
再来一遍
Every rule has its exception.
Every rule has its exception. 其实也可以另外一个说法 There is an exception. 记住后头不能用 of, 要用介词 to every rule.、我们再来一遍这句话。
There is an exception to every rule.
再说一遍。
There is an exception to every rule.
但 exception 呢它还可以另外一种用法叫 with the exception of, 相当于 except 的意思 with the exception of. 记住要放介词 with the exception of, 就等于 except 这个介词除了什么什么之外我们造个例子。
Let's see.With the exception of New York, Americans own cars in American cities.
除了呢在纽约以外的例外啊 with the exception of New York, 其实也就等于 except New York 的意思。我们再把这个句子说一遍。
With the exception of New York, Americans own cars in American cities.
除了纽约以外呢，美国人呢通常在城市里的他们住的其他城市里头都会拥有车子的。为什么你会说这除了这个纽约以外呢？
Well, New York is such a big and crowded city that having a car is very inconvenient. So most New Yorkers do not own a car.But in other American cities, almost all Americans own their own car.
New York 是一个那么大的 New York is such a big and crowded city. 是如此大的什么呢？而且很拥挤的这么一个城市。C-R-O-W-D 加个 E-D. Crowded, C-R-O-W-D-E-D. 以至于 that owning a car...is not convenient. 因此拥有一部车子是很不方便的。刚才用了 inconvenient, 很不方便的。这个字啊我们是 convenient 的反义字。inconvenient。
I-N-C-O-N-V-E-N-I-E-N-T。有四个 N。I-N-C-O-N-V-E-N-I-E-N-T Inconvenient
如果说 convenient 的话就要把 in 去掉就变成方便的但既然谈了这个字我们在英文的教学上来讲就要马上要把这个重要性告诉大家咱们中国人呢常常会讲说你现在方不方便呢 Are you convenient now?这个是很可怕的啊、哦！
不可以。Are you free now? Are you available now?
所以，如果是讲人做主语的时候，方便用 free。您现在方不方便？你有空吗 ？Are you free now? Are you available now? A V A I L A B L E, A V A I L A B L E。至于说 convenient 通常是 is it convenient for you to do it now 你现在做的事情对你来讲这样做方便吗通常是用来修饰呢是事物用的啊，不能修饰人的好了、啊、接下来我们再来看了接着我们看第四行 that he has done this more than 20 times is known to everyone在这里用 that 开头一样的也是一个名词从句 that he has done this 他做了这个事情什么事情呢也就是指的是帮人家结束别人的生命做这个事情 more than 20 times 做了20次这件事情整个是 that 引导的名词从句做主语动词是 is 然后的 known 可以视为是一个形容词已经是出名的是为人了解的对谁来讲 to everyone 对每个人来讲大家都知道这件事情这里就告诉我们一个重要的概念我们通常做主语啊都用呢单词做主语像名词啦代词等等啦 he is a good boyThe man is my teacher, 等等。可是呢我们也可以用名词从句做主语。名词从句通常有三类。第一类呢也就是原来的一个叙述句前面加个 that, 就形成了第一种的名词从句。比如说他不读书让我生气大家写起来。He doesn't study,Makes me angry. 这个句子错的。He doesn't study, makes me angry. 因为一开头 he 就是一个主语。主语形成一个句子。句子不能当主语的。所以我们就必须把句子之前加个 that, 使得形成一个 that 引导的这么一个主语。所以就可以当主语了。That he doesn't study.这是一个名词从句做主语然后放 makes me angry 而我们这边看到的就是这样过来的本来是 he has done this more than 20 times he 之前加个 that 使它变成主语 第二种就是用 whether 形成的，是否，像我们这篇文章一开头这个 whether 就是名词从句，是一个算是一个连词。那么第三种呢，也就是用疑问词开头的，比如说 where he lives, what he will do 等等，这也是一种名词从句。但用这种疑问词开头的这种名词从句，千万不可以用倒装哦。Where does he live? 那是问句。Where he lives? 这个时候就变成名词从句。所以这本书啊，我们在语法部分呢写得很详尽，大家一定要不断的自修，可以呢学得很多的，而且会一清二楚。不是一清二楚，应该说一清八楚啊，那是真的是很了解的啊。好啦，现在我们就来看呢，接着就说了 Some say, 有些人说 What he is doing is immoral, 他所做的事情，现在目前所做的事情是不道德的。这个句法是 some 是一个代词当主语，也就等于 some people， say 是一个及物动词，用 that 引导的名词从句啊作为 say 这个宾语， that 省略掉了。可是这个名词从句中还有另外一个名词从句做名词 that 引导的名词从句之中的主语， what he is doing 也是一个名词从句，就是他所做的事情，目前做的事情 is immoral, 是不道德的。所以 they call him Dr. Death, 他们就称他为死亡医生。Others say, 也有一些人说，这是跟 some say, others say 形成一个对称的用法。也有一些人说，说什么呢？ What he is doing is merciful,这个 what he is doing 之前也省得掉了这个 that， 他目前所做的事情 is merciful 也就是很同情心的，很灵敏的，很慈悲的事情。所以他们就下面说了 they call it mercy killing， 他们称这种事情，这个 it 就是指的是 helping people to end their own lives， 这个事情帮助人们解决他们自己的，结束他们自己的生命的这样的事情，他们称为是 mercy killing， 也就是说呢安乐死。这个 mercy 也就是说灵敏同情，同情式的这种呢屠杀，那么当然也就是指的安乐死。好了，接着我们再看 whether Dr. Kevorkian should be allowed to continue doing thisis a real problem for the government. 这里也是用 whether 引导的名词从句又当了这个主语。整个名词从句是 whether Dr. Kevorkian should be allowed to continue doing this, 到这个 this 这个地方。也就是这位医生是不是应当被获准来继续从事这个事情。那这一点，那么接下来看的动词是 is 然后放了主语补主语， a real problem 是一个真的问题，实际来讲是一个问题。什么问题呢？ for the government， 对这个政府来讲。好了，接下来看 there seem to be two sides to the argument， 似乎哈说这个议论呢、啊、这个议题啊 the argument 这个争论有呢正反两方面。There seem to be, 就等于 it seems that there are, 说法一模一样。It seems that there are two sides to the argument. 记住 two sides 后头的介词用 to, 而不是 of. Which side are you on? 你是站在哪一边呢？ Which side are you on? 现在我们呢把这个句型啊已经做了一个分析，咱们就要请呢卜大哥为我们把这篇文章呢从头到尾再念一遍。
Dr. Death, whether very sick people should be helped to end their own lives is a question many people cannot answer. However, Dr. Kevorkian is an exception. That he has done this more than 20 times is known to everyone. Some say what he is doing is immoral. They call him Dr. Death. Others say what he is doing is merciful. They call it mercy killing. Whether Dr. Kevorkian should be allowed to continue doing this is a real problem for the government. There seem to be two sides to the argument. Which side are you on?
谈论这个 side, 顺便告诉大家呢，它可以当动词用啊。Outside with somebody, 比如说呢，啊，这次我不晓得怎么办，我不晓得该怎么做。放心，我会站在你这边，我会支持你。Outside with you, 所以记住以 with 并用。好了，接下来就要请大家看到第51页。在这里的替换部分，咱们马上看第一大题。
Number one, whether very sick people should be helped to end their own lives is a question many people cannot answer. Whether the company should hire him, the boss has to decide. Whether the man killed his wife is something we'll never know.
在第一大题中，我们轻易的可以看得到，这边都是用 whether 引导的名词从句呢，当呢主语，所以这可以做一个很好的练习。但接下来第二大题也跟着我们练，我们都是用 that 引导的名词从句呢做主语。好，现在请大家跟着这样练。
Number two.That he has done this more than 20 times is known to everyone. That he did his nagging wife is not surprising. That the prisoners escaped was an embarrassment to the guards.
在这里第二大题里头啊 that he has done this more than 20 times is known to everyone.这个 is known 后头往往我们不小心会写成 by everyone, 这个不对的，一定要用 to. He is known to all of us. 我们大家都听过这个人，都知道这个人。我们说呢 we all know him. 一遍被动时要说 he is known to all of us. 千万不要说 he is known by all of us. 什么时候才可以用 by 呢？是凭借着什么为人所知，常常在英文里头有这么一个谚语 One is known by the company he keeps 观其友而知其人，一个人是凭借着他的交往，他跟朋友的交往，什么样的朋友而为人所知 One is known by the company he keeps 好，这是相当不错的。好，咱们的讲解就到这儿结束，谢谢诸位的收听，我们下次再会。
Bye everyone, see you next time.